In just a minute, Carl tells us how rhyme wasn't built in a day. It's our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you from the week's news. Tom, the New York Society Library is cracking down on borrowers with overdue books, and they've released the name of its most egregious offender. Who was it?
I would say Bernie Carrick, but I don't think he's a public library guy. I would say Madoff, Bernie Madoff.
No, you might say this guy is the father of overdue library fines.
Founding father.
The founding father.
Oh, Thomas Jefferson.
No.
The library thing.
The father of?
The father of founding father. George Washington.
Yes, George Washington.
Okay, yeah. Okay. All right, there were several, you know. I'm sorry.
He's working his way through them all.
I never thought of Washington as a big reader. He's more of the guy on the horse for me in my head, you know. Jefferson was the library guy.
Well, you don't have to read a lot to take one book out and not return it.
That's true. He was a reader, just a very slow one.
I find.
Don't actually have to read it all. Come to think of it.
Washington checked out two books from the New York Society Library in 1789 and has failed to return them. He racked up fines in those two centuries that, with inflation, add up to $300,000 or so. The library said that they would not be pursuing a payment since Washington has been dead for quite some time. In case you were wondering, the two books were Getting Yourself on Currency for Dummies and What to Expect When You're Expecting a Nation.
You know what? I've been on the waiting list for those.
Yeah. And now you know why you haven't gotten them.
Yeah, that's what's put off my secession. Wasn't sure what to expect.
Paula, this week the Supreme Court is trying a big case involving text messages, and it's exposed that the Supreme Court, for all its wisdom, does not know much about what?
Texting.
Exactly right.
I learned that in the sixth grade.
Yeah. The most telling moment came when Chief Justice Roberts asked a lawyer in front of him what the difference was, quote, between email and a pager. It's sad. He's the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of the United States.
He's the youngest one on there.
I know.
You mean you guys aren't following Justice Scalia on Twitter?
No, I'm not. And Roberts is the tech guy. He has to go help the other justices with the mimeograph machine. He's the only one who can do it.
Yeah. Without getting ink all over himself. Yeah.
No, the Supreme Court is famously late adopting of technology. Justice Roberts is known to write out his opinions in pen and paper. Ruth Bader Ginsburg still uses Friendster. And Clarence Thomas spurns all forms of communication technology, including email, instant messages, and saying words out loud.
I'm glad they're not texting.
I think it would be sad, because you know they'd be distracted.
Yeah.
As soon as you start, you can't stop. They'd be sitting there texting each other, oh, just listening to arguments. What are you doing? Tom, the Library of Congress is the repository of historic documents telling the story of our nation. While in some what see as quite a coup, the collection is going to be expanded to include what?
Text messages.
Close.
No. Yeah, close. Well, it's close to a text message.
It has the same character limit as text messages.
Oh, Twitter's
yes,
stuff.
Yes, all stuff. The world's tweets.
Oh, even mine.
Every single one of the millions of 140-character messages will be preserved, and all tweets will be given equal weight, whether they come from President Obama or that Play-Doh-eating 10-year-old down the street. In 1,000 years, then, civilization will look back and think that we, at the beginning of the 21st century, were a narcissistic society riven by civil war, torn in our allegiance to our two great leaders, Ashton Kutcher and Justin Bieber.
Since I knew that, because I read that thing about the Library of Congress, and since I learned that the Twitters were going to be in there, I've really tried to upgrade the quality of mine.
Really? Using bigger words, more high-minded thoughts?
Yeah.
Footnotes.
Yeah.
Footnotes with my Twitters.
You know, I never just say, like, I'm in the shower.
Now what do you say?
I'm bathing. It's better, isn't it?
It is. Nice. It is. Yeah. It's more literary. Yeah.